And we'll get started. So, welcome everybody to our Sunday Master Service on the 21st of May 2023. Just a few very quick Zoom rules to give you. As this is a service and not a lecture, there'll be no notes available from this evening. Therefore, I would suggest that you use a pen and pad to scribble down anything of interest that you hear along the way, anything that jumps out at you as being significant for you, or maybe even significant for someone that you know, and of course any experiences you have in the meditation, lest you forget them. We are going to have a prayer and a blessing to close the service with, and if you are particularly enamored with those, or indeed you really like the meditation and you'd like the scripted version of that, you can send Sue Little, who has very kindly agreed to administer this for me, you can send her an email and she will send those little bits and pieces back to you. So if you want those, then this is the email address to edwin.c.notes@gmail.com. That's edwin.c.notes@gmail.com if you want a copy of the opening prayer, closing blessing, or the scripted version of this evening's meditation. As this is a service and not a lecture, there'll be no questions and answer sessions this evening, but you can, if you have any questions, send me an email about them. So if there's something said in the channeling and you've got a question about that, or if you have an experience in the meditation and you'd like to ask for some interpretation about that, or if you receive a message in this evening's message section, then you can either use that email address I've just given you, or you can use my personal and private email address, which is edwincourtney@googlemail.com. That's edwincourtney@googlemail.com. Questions are free. Any questions about workshops or lectures or Sunday services, I'm very happy to answer them for free. So please, if there is anything, don't hesitate to drop me a line. If you have any technical issues during the session, we would usually advise that either you log out and log back in again using the same link, that you try switching off your camera, because that can shore up your broadband connection a little bit. And if none of that works, try switching off your computer entirely and rebooting it, because sometimes that works. The service will last an hour with no break, and I'll give you instructions as to how the message part of the service works when we get to that moment. So at the moment you're all muted, which means that mine should be the only voice that you can hear, and this just cuts out any distracting background noise from anyone else. And this is how the majority of this evening's session will be handled. Great. Let's start then with a little opening prayer. So I would like you to get nice and comfortable and to close your eyes. I'm going to find a little bit of music and then we'll get started. So just close your eyes, take a deep breath, and focus on the sound of my voice. Lords and ladies of Shambhala, Masters of the Brotherhood and Sisterhood of Light, we call upon your wisdom, power, and presence. Open our eyes that we might see, beyond the illusions of the world, to the truth of the divine. Open our heart that we might know the purpose and the plan of the Source on earth. Let us be used as conduits and vessels for your grace and power, granting us the blessing of your protection and the ever-presence of your guiding hand. Bless the road that we walk upon, that we might in turn guide all those that come to us seeking your light and wisdom. Bless our homes, our families and friends, and in extension through us, the family of man and woman. We ask then these things for the greater good of all and to harm none.
Let them come to pass ever and always in accordance with your will, and the will of the soul and the divine. So mote it be. Amen.
Take a deep breath in, please, and you can keep your eyes closed and we'll go straight into this evening's meditation. Let me just sort this sound out. So just take a moment to make sure that you are as comfortable as you can be. Give yourself a good wiggle around in your chair. Make sure there's no tension in your neck or your shoulders, in your hands or feet. Make sure that your chair is holding your body, taking your full weight. Close your eyes. And breathe a little slower and a little deeper, and focus on the sound of my voice and the sound of the music. I want you to begin by bringing your awareness to the heart chakra and seeing this center open in response to both your attention and the breath that you breathe into it. I want you to focus first on the lower heart chakra, a beautiful forest green star. Breathe into it and allow it to dilate and expand, reaching out into the space around you with its light and glow. Now from this point, I want you to ride up from the lower heart center into the higher heart center, pale pink and shining. And I want you to focus on this pale pink star and take your awareness deeply into it, deeply into its center and core, deeply into the hidden chamber that lies nestled inside. The secret chamber of the heart that holds the Holy of Holies, a part of the Christ spark, a part of the energy of the cosmic Christ the Maitreya, held here in your body, held here in you. Now, holding your attention here, I want you to listen to this affirmation that I speak. Feeding and magnifying this small fragment of light, invoking it and calling it forth into a burning star of power within you. You can speak the mantra with me if you'd like, or simply allow these words to flow over you. All the time, seeing the Christ spark in the core and center of your higher heart, blazing lantern-like into the ether around you, shining out towards the cosmic Christ, towards your soul, towards the divine, drawing you ever closer to your divine plan and the part that you might play within it. Christus, passio, intra, excito. Christ, passion, awaken within. 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 As the awakenment begins, let the light reveal more of your own true nature. Illusion is banished and only truth revealed. As this occurs, the chant changes to those words said to have been spoken by the Master Jesus on the cross, an affirmation aligning his lower self to his higher self, and affirming the presence and power of his divinity. Focus then on these words now, as the light within you grows and burns brightly, transforming illusion into truth. Eya Asha Eya, I am that I am. 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 Eya Asha Eya, Eya Asha Eya. Eya Asha Eya, 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 I am that I am. Now open your mind and heart to receive this guidance given in love to you through me from the Masters of Light.
May the blessings of love be with you. We are the masters of light, and we come in peace and joy. We want you to know that you are not alone as you stand upon this earth, as you walk upon your path. We want you to believe that we are with you. Even now we stand by your side, our hands resting upon your shoulders. Even now our hearts beat in alignment with your own. Even now our light blazes like a beam of brilliant brightness, casting forth the shadows from the road before you, easing the journey and filling it with grace. We are here because your heart is open. We are here because you have silently called to our presence, and we have heard the call and come. We are here because there is a part of you that has chosen to serve your fellow man. And in response, we too now serve you. Remember our presence and rest in it. Lean back into our love and light. Let us steer and guide you, filling you with energy and power, protecting you with love. Let us fill your minds with visions of what might be. Let us remind you of who and what you are, a daughter, a son of the divine, a living spark, a shining presence of divinity on earth. Power and grace, passion and love incarnate. It is all too easy in the day and age in which you live to lose yourself in the mundanity and materiality of life, in its demands and wants and needs, in its trivialities. This is the greatest challenge of your era. In the past, when you resided in the ancient shining temples of the mystery schools, you were acknowledged as priestess and priest of the ancient truths and served as such, so that your mind and heart may focus and fix alone on the pursuit of the divine truth. But now in this era, you have incarnated amongst the people so that you might serve them as one of them, invisible, unseen, shining your light out into the most mundane and darkest of places. And as such, there are no neophytes and attendants to cater to your need. You must live your life and do what is required of you in order to survive, whilst also being a disciple of the ancient mysteries. And it is difficult, and it is tiring, and it is painful, and it is hard. But it is also rewarding, and wondrous, and awe-inspiring, and special, and beloved. So lean into your divinity, even on the most mundanest of days. Lean into your light and be a fountain, that its brilliance and radiance might shine through you out into every nook and cranny of your world, blessing the earth with the light of your divine being, knowing that we hold you, that we aid you, that we guide and steer you as you journey on your way. beloved ones. You are not alone. We are with you. Remember this. Remember this and the power and the presence of our love. Let this then be so. In accordance with the will divine, so mote it be. Amen.
Now take a few deep breaths and begin to let the light go. Take a few deep breaths and let the light retreat slightly back within you, returning into the secret core to be summoned when you might need it again. Take a few breaths and allow the higher heart chakra to begin to return to its default setting. Allow your consciousness to sink back into the lower heart, which also does the same, allowing yourself to return to a state of balance and harmony and equilibrium. Take a few deep breaths. Give thanks to the presence of the Masters, to the presence of the Maitreya, to the presence of your higher self. Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe down through your legs and your feet, deep and wide into the earth to ground. Take a few moments to center yourself back in your body, back in your room. And slowly and gently, when you're ready, protecting yourself in your usual way, open your eyes and return.